First item of old business is subdivision 2019-24, Stratus Estates, formerly known as Cool Spring Meadows.
Anybody have any thoughts on this before I make a motion? I had a lot of issue or trouble with this one because I very much believe in property rights and people being able to develop their property, but I also don't like having developments divided up by a road where the amenities are on one side and the people are on the other, and there's just that possibility of people running across the road to get to a pool or kids. It just bothers me. So I would, in most times, like to see it, like, just leave that piece empty and give the density to the other side. But because this design I thought was exceptional, that it gave so much open space, I went ahead and wrote my motion this way.
And I assume your motion does not include isolating or taking that parcel out, letting them do it pretty much as it was proposed.
Correct.
And I would agree with that in this case. I do think, though, this is something that we need to investigate. The first thing we have to determine is, where have we done this in the past, and is it actually creating problems, or is it just a problem that just sort of intuitively comes to you as saying, well, this isn't a good idea. But it would be nice to know if there, in fact, we're experiencing issues, you know, across the county with this. And so we can see, you know, how it's working in other places. And if we determine that it is a problem or could be a problem, then we do need to try to come up with, a way to deal with this. Because in fairness to the applicants, they need to have some predictability.
Exactly.
And if they know this is on our radar screen, then, and that we'll be looking at this issue, and that we, you know, have concerns about it and have thoughts about how it ought to be handled, then they can act accordingly, and we won't have to do it for them. Although we will, we have to. So,
I agree. Good point.
Okay. All right. Then, no further ado. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2019-24 for Stratus Estates based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, subdivision number 2005-78 was previously approved for this site with 226 lots, and a final site plan was recorded in 2013. That plan was never built and the approval lapsed. Two, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district with an improved design over subdivision 2005-78. Three, the subdivision will have no more than 226 lots on 187.93 acres. This density is well below the maximum density that is permitted in the AR1 zone. Four, all lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Five, the subdivision is in the vicinity of other similar developments, including Heron Bay, Ridings at Rehoboth, the Reserve at Fortune Field, Cardinal Grove, and Oak Crest Farms. Six, based upon the record and with the conditions of approval, this subdivision will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Seven, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Eight, the subdivision has a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. For example, A, the homes and amenities are clustered on the most environmentally suitable portions of the site. B, the applicant has stated that there will be extensive tree preservation on the site with 112 acres of existing trees preserved. This represents approximately 88% of the 126 acres of existing woodlands on the site. C, the design exceeds the open space requirements with approximately 70% of the site being maintained as open space. D, the subdivision will preserve 78 acres of contiguous open space within the forested area. 9, the project will be served by a central water system. 10, the subdivision will have a central sewer system. 11, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. 12. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. A. There shall be no more than 226 lots within the subdivision. B. The developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, tree preservation, storm water management facilities, drainage systems, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. D, there shall be a 30-foot buffer installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation as much as possible with limited disturbance. E, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. F, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. G, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. H, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop. The location and details of this area shall be shown on the final site plan. J, the development shall be served by its own on-site amenities, including a pool, pool house, tot lots, and walking trail. All amenities shall be completed and opened for use prior to the issuance of the 114th residential building permit. K, as stated by the applicant, at least 112 acres of existing forest shall be preserved. The final site plan shall depict all forested areas that will be preserved. L, clearing, disturbance, or altering of existing vegetation shall be limited to only accommodate the proposed construction and for the removal of dead or dying trees that pose a threat to public safety or adjacent properties. M, approximately 21.93 acres of wetlands have been delineated on the site. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from the wetlands delineated on the site, within the exception of the 0.05-acre area of isolated wetlands, which may be redesigned, redesignated, or filled pursuant to the regulations or permits of the Army, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. N, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of all streets, and the sidewalk system shall connect with DLDOT's multimodal path. O, the final site plan and the recorded restrictive covenants for this development shall include the agricultural use protection notice. P, the site shall be served by a central water system for potable water and fire protection. Q, the site shall be served by a central wastewater system owned and operated by a wastewater utility regulated by the Delaware Public Service Commission. R, the developer shall coordinate with DLDOT for a safe crossing of Stokely Road between the two sections of this subdivision. The developer shall indicate the means of safe crossing on the final site plan, and no homes shall be constructed on the south side of Stokely Road until those safety measures are installed. S, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-24 Stratus Estates, formerly known as Cool Spring Meadows, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2235, Brian P. Lassard, Lassard Builders Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a partial approval of conditional use number 2235 for Brian P. Lassard and Lassard Builders Incorporated to amend conditions of approval of conditional use number 2129 and ordinance number 2603 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site was previously approved as conditional use number 1659 for a mini storage facility. Two, the prior approval only permitted one sign on the premises, and the applicant is seeking an amendment to allow an additional sign, including an electronic message display. Three, the property is frontage on two roads, Argos Corner Road and Route 1. The entrance is on Argos Corner Road. Four, it is appropriate to permit an additional on-premise sign for the mini storage facility. This will allow one sign near the entrance and an additional sign along Route 1. This will help direct customers of the storage facility to the entrance from Route 1. This will help direct customers of the storage facility to the entrance from Route 1 to reduce the possibility that people will miss the entrance and turn around or make U-turns on Route 1 to return to the site. Five, the applicant has requested an electronic message sign or EMC capability for the additional sign. I am not satisfied that an EMC is necessary for this type of use. There are no retail sales occurring on the site or frequent changes to the mini storage operation that justify the type of changeable message and graphics that occur with an EMC. In addition, an EMD on this location would be a distraction to drivers traveling on a high rate of speed on this section of Route 1. 6, the requested size of 82.75 square feet per side is appropriate for this location. 7, for these reasons, I recommend that condition K of conditional use number 2129 and ordinance number 2603 be amended to a state as follows. I'm having trouble tonight. K, two lighted on-premise signs shall be permitted. One of the signs shall have a maximum area of 32 square feet per side, and the other shall be permitted with a maximum area of 82.75 square feet per use. Neither sign shall include an electronic message center.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2235, Brian P. Lessard, Lessard Builders, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2244, Ramon A. Mendez and Alma Mendez.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2244 for Ramon A. Mendez and Alma Mendez for a grocery store based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant stated that the store will be located in an existing concrete building that is currently not in use on the property. The applicants will reside in the home located in the rear of the property. Two, the property is located just outside of the town of Greenwood and has frontage on Route 16. It is next to another very successful food service business. This is an appropriate location for a small neighborhood business like this. Three, the property is in the developing area according to the Sussex County's comprehensive plan. Uses like this small grocery are appropriate in the developing area. Four, deliveries to and from the business will be relatively infrequent and small in nature. Five, there is no indication that the use will adversely affect roadways or area traffic. Six, the size and location of the business, given the size and location of the business, the use will not have any negative impact on neighboring properties. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Eight, this recommendation is based on the following conditions. A, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT requirements associated with the use. B, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the areas for parking shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. E, no outside storage or sales of merchandise shall be permitted. F, any dumpsters shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. G, the failure to abide by these conditions shall result in the termination of this conditional use. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
The move is seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2244, Ramon A. Mendez and Alma Mendez, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2246, B. Wise LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2246 for B. Wise LLC for a real estate business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site was previously approved as two different conditional uses for businesses at this location. The first was conditional use number 1659 for a lamp store. The second was conditional use 2110 for a construction office. Both conditional uses occurred within the existing structure on the site, which was formerly a residential dwelling. Two, the applicant intends to use the same residential style structure for a real estate office. Three, the applicant has stated that this site will only be for sales and office uses and that a majority of the real estate work will occur off-site. Four, the proposed use will not generate a significant amount of traffic and it will not have any adverse effect on area roadways. Five, the proposed use is very limited in nature within the existing residential-style structure, and it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Seven, as permitted, as part of conditional use number 1659 and 2110, parking is permitted within the front yard setback. However, as required by conditional use number 2110, sufficient space shall be set aside for parking elsewhere on the property when Route 24 is widened. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to use as an office within the existing structure. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT entrances and roadway improvement requirements. D, parking shall be permitted in the front yard setback. In addition, sufficient space shall be set aside for parking elsewhere on the property when Route 24 is widened. E, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall result in the revocation of the conditional use approval. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2246 E-Wise LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-29 Scenic Manor, formerly known as Estates at Mulberry Knoll.
Mr. Chairman, this particular application has the same condition that Commissioner Hobie Stevens mentioned, with the development on both sides of the road,
yeah,
the amenities on one. So my motion does have a condition in there to hopefully address it, and I'm going to ask council to read my motion into the record.
All set?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, this is the motion for Mr. Mears, and he moves that that the commission grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2019-29 for Scenic Manor, formerly known as the Estates at Mulberry Knoll, based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. According to the plan, the coastal area is a growth area where single-family homes and clustered subdivisions are appropriate. Two, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the AR1 zoning district and the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Three, the subdivision will have no more than 319 lots on 166.8 acres. This density does not exceed the maximum density that's permitted in the AR1 zone. Four, all lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Five, based upon the record and with the conditions of approval, this subdivision will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Seven, the homes and amenities are clustered on the most environmentally suitable portions of the site and avoid wetlands and waterways. The subdivision will also include approximately 88 acres of open space, which represents approximately 48% of the site. Eight, the proposed development complies with the coastal area requirements and the Sussex County Zoning Code. The applicant has performed a wetland delineation and has submitted an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, and the subdivision was designed in accordance with the results of both reports. Nine, the applicant retained Edward Otter, Inc. to perform an archaeological investigation of the property that included field work, archival research, and laboratory analysis. This research did not reveal anything that could affect the development of the site. One of the conditions of this approval will be that a copy of the final archaeological report prepared by Edward Otter, Inc. shall be sent to the State Historical Preservation Office. 10, the project will be served by a central water system. 11, Sussex County will provide central sewer to the project. 12, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. 13, this development will be part of the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. Based on the financial contributions of that participation and the road improvements currently underway along Route 24 and including the intersection with Mulberry Knoll Road, the existing levels of service on area roadways will not be degraded as a result of the subdivision. In many cases, these factors will contribute to improved levels of service according to the TIS review letter provided by DLDOT. 14, this preliminary approval is subject to the following: A, there shall be no more than 319 lots within a subdivision. B, the subdivision shall be served by a central water system for potable water and fire protection. C, the site shall be served by central sewer as part of the Sussex County sewer system. D, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. F, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation as much as possible with limited disturbance. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements, including the requirements of the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. H, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. K, the applicant shall coordinate with a local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop. The location and details of this area shall be shown on the final site plan. L, the development shall be served by its own on-site amenities, including a clubhouse that is at least 3,000 square feet in size, an outdoor pool, and two children's playgrounds that are on each side of Mulberry Knoll Road. As requested by the applicant and subject to any required state and federal approvals, a kayak launching area shall be permitted. No motorized vessels shall use any dock associated with this development. M, all amenities shall be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of the 140th residential building permit. And as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide from all tidal waters and tidal wetlands. In addition, there shall not be any disturbance of trees or other vegetation within these buffer areas, and the required silt fencing shall be upland of these buffer areas to avoid disturbance. O, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of the street, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of all streets, and the sidewalk system shall connect with DLDOT's multimodal path. P, as stated by the applicant, a system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall be provided. Q, the developer shall coordinate with DLDOT for a safe crossing of Mulberry Knoll Road between the two sections of the subdivision. The developer shall indicate the means of safe crossing on the final site plan, and no homes shall be constructed on the west side of Mulberry Knoll Road until those safety measures are installed. R, no residential building permits shall be issued until the Route 24 and Mulberry Knoll Road intersection is signalized as part of DLDOT contract number T20121-2201 and as referenced in JMT's February 10, 2021 Traffic Impact Study Review Letter. S, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan confirming all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas, and the forested areas that will be preserved. T, a copy of the final archaeological report prepared by Edward Otter, Inc. shall be sent to the State Historical Preservation Office prior to the submission of a final site plan. U, as a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And finally, V, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Sorry, I second your motion.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-29, Scenic Manor, formerly known as the States at Mulberry Knoll, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No, this is a perfect example of where they should have just moved it all to one side. There was hunting on the other side and just the crossing. Anyway, the busy road. Thank you.
So noted, the motion carries 4-1. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen.